Radio.
I wonder how many of us, particularly those of us in ministry, consider how trustworthy we are when it comes to preach the gospel. Do we think that we're trustworthy enough with this beautiful message? Well, the answer is yes, because Jesus thinks we are. You see, he didn't give this job just to St. Paul and the other apostles. He has given the job of preaching the gospel to all of us. I think that's quite exciting. Your reaction doesn't seem to suggest that. I think that's quite exciting. Jesus, our Saviour and Redeemer and Healer and Friend, has deemed us worthy to carry the responsibility of telling the world about who he is. In today's first reading, St. Paul recalls a time when he was a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man. That is until the Lord revealed himself to Paul and brought him to conversion. Then, filled with gratitude for what he'd received, Paul joyfully took up the call to spread the good news far and wide. And we know that he did. Now, if God could use someone like Paul, who had such a violent past, why can't he use us? Paul didn't become the great apostle of the nations overnight. He had to deal with his old habits, his old assumptions and sins, and his prejudices, particularly against those that followed Jesus. But he didn't wait again until he was perfect before he decided that he could start sharing the gospel. On the contrary, he couldn't keep his mouth shut about Jesus. I think that we should let Paul's story be a source of comfort and inspiration to each one of us as well. God has entrusted the gospel to you. You don't have to be a pastor standing up in a pulpit each week, a noted theologian or religious brother or sister to preach the gospel. He chose you for who you are, for the gifts and the talents that only you have to preach the gospel. He chose you because of the unique way that you show people what the Christian life is like. And most importantly, he chose you because he knows you can do it. So today, come to Jesus with a grateful heart. He has taken the scales out of all our eyes and commissioned us to show forth his glory and his love. Let the joy of our salvation rise up in our hearts so that it can propel us into the world with the best news possible. Then look for every opportunity God gives us to share our reason for joy with others. Lord, we are amazed that you have called us to share your good news. By your Spirit, fill us with confidence and courage to be your ambassadors here on earth. Amen.
Radio.org.au